Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The things that he said, or that I've said, excuse me, that he's going to disagree with, but I think what his endorsement represents is that Donald J. Trump's Republican Party is a big tent party. I was raised by two grandparents who are sort of classic blue dog Democrats. They believed in having a border. They believed that, you know, you shouldn't have censorship in the United States of America. They believed in common sense economic policies. They may have disagreed with Donald Trump about tax policy, but they believed in some fundamental American values. And I think what RFK's endorsement really shows is that the Kennedy Democrats are actually more at home in the Republican Party of Donald Trump. And unfortunately, Kamala Harris's party, higher prices, doing nothing to fight back against the Chinese, to say nothing of a wide open border, that is not JFK's Democratic Party. It's not RFK's Democratic Party. We're thrilled to have the Kennedy Democrats where they belong.
Oh, watch out, Joe.
Joe Concha, Fox News contributor.
Well, Joe Concha joins us once again, and he's a Fox News contributor, of course, but he also wrote the book on Progressively Worse, Why Today's Democrats Ain't Your Daddy's Donkeys. Joe, today's Democrats are endorsing Donald Trump. Tell us more. This is pretty wild.
Oh, no, it's crazy, Annie. In my book, Progressively Worse, I dedicate an entire chapter to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.,
really?
Not knowing that this was going to happen.
You're prescient. But...
Maybe I gave him this whole idea that maybe you're in the wrong party. But that's the thing. Like, he makes all these points that now Democrats used to be, you know, peace, love, dope. And now they're the party of war, right? And they're the party of elites.
Yeah.
I have a stat in the book that I share. The top 40 richest congressional districts in the country are represented by, ding, 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 Democrats. So they're more about the coastal elites and the working man and woman. And obviously they're the party of censorship as well, which I think is a very big deal to not just us, but to RFK Jr. as well. He's talked about it many times. And the Democratic Party, the way they treated him is so reminiscent of the way they treated Tulsi Gabbard in 2020 when she ran for president. And in the book as well, I talk about how CNN during that particular race gave every Democratic nominee a 1-hour town hall. Of course, they had to talk about the climate crisis and no other topic, but still, it's an hour of national airtime, and when you have 24 candidates, you take that hour. Oh, that's right. They offered everybody but one person that town hall, and that was Tulsi Gabbard, and Tulsi ended up winning more delegates than Kamala Harris. So go figure on that one.
Hmm.
But she left that party for those reasons as well. And obviously Joe Manchin, a guy who actually you can consider to be a moderate. You're from West Virginia. You better be. And now RFK. And I think it's such a big deal, Annie, as far as it being a true game changer. Like, it could make all the difference in states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada. Because when you think about Jill Stein in 2016, Green Party maybe was getting 1%. And Hillary Clinton and others will tell you that she took away enough votes from Hillary to make the difference in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. So if RFK Jr. is polling 4, 5, 6 times higher than Jill Stein, well, what does that mean as far as these states that could be come down to, as they did in 2020, 10,000 votes, 12,000 votes, 20,000 votes? It could be enough that Trump wins this race, ironically, because of a disgruntled Democrat who doesn't recognize his own party anymore.
I'm glad you mentioned Tulsi Gabbard. We're speaking with Joe Concha right now because the news just came out. Fox News sent out an alert that former Democrat Tulsi Gabbard has endorsed Trump in this 2024 race as well. This comes on the heel, of course, of RFK Jr., who did so last Friday. You've written a book on this, and people need to check out Progressively Worse. I think it's easier to identify where we are right now to say this isn't the way the Democrats used to be. But it's harder to identify when you're in the midst of that shift and that transition. What did you notice about the times of change in for the Democrat Party and where they were going? Like, how did that shift begin to take place?
Oh, okay. Well, you look at the Clinton presidency the most, I think, Bill Clinton, and we may have talked about this already. I'm happy to admit it. I voted for Bill Clinton in 1996 because I didn't care what letter was next to his name. I do know that we had peace, right? We had prosperity. Now, the peace part, you know, was basically gifted to him by Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush when the Soviet Union fell. But still, you know, no new wars, nothing like that. Good prosperity. Economy was going quite well in 1996. And then I saw a Clinton that actually worked with Newt Gingrich as far as ending welfare, as far as at least the welfare state and passing welfare reform. We had a balanced budget amendment. Ooh, don't spend what you don't have. What the F is that, right? Yeah, but we did it. And then obviously Bill Clinton goes on the State of the Union, talks about how he will deport as many people as possible because it's taking away good jobs from Americans who are here legally, and declares that the era of big government is over. I mean, imagine a Democratic president saying something like that, right? When you hear Kamala Harris talking about, hey, we need the government to get involved in, you know, this whole price gouging, and we're going to fix prices to make sure that these greedy supermarkets who are operating at a 1% profit margin don't put prices too high when it's actually inflation that's doing that and has nothing to do with the supermarkets themselves. But the point is that you look at the Clinton presidency, and then you look at what we have today as far as open borders, as far as spending completely out of control, as far as not just not working with the other side, but everybody seemingly running to Twitter, like the AOCs and the Adam Schiffs and the Eric Swalwells of the world, to own the cons, and just as snarky and as personal and hateful as possible. It wasn't that way even with Reagan and Tip O'Neill, right? They would have their disagreements, but after work, they'd actually get together for a drink and be like, all right, how can we hammer this out for the good of the country? I don't think Democrats operate in the good of the country anymore. They operate for their own power, for their own preservation, and we're clearly seeing that now with this election where they got rid of their own sitting president because, not because of his health, by the way, and not because of saving democracy, because they knew we couldn't win, so they wanted a do-over, so they got the old man out, and now Kamala Harris's sugar high is coming to an end, clearly. And I think that Donald Trump now with this RFK endorsement, we've already forgotten about the Democratic National Convention. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, for sure. We're speaking with Joe Concha right now, Fox News contributor,
oh,
author as well.
Annie.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't answer your question. You said, when did the shift happen?
Well, so yeah. What do you think it was?
Yeah, after Clinton, social media coming about, I think the cable news networks for CNN used to be quite reasonable. They used to be quite moderate. MSNBC used to have hosts ranging from Tucker Carlson to Savage to Jesse Ventura, right? Reasonable guys like Dan Abrams and so on. Yeah, and then they just said, screw it. You know, we're going to let Keith Olbermann run this network, and we're going to go totally, totally to the left. You won't be able to tell one show from another. CNN follows suit for whatever reason because, gee, that's profitable, I guess. No, it's not. So I think those networks going in that direction and so many journalists coming out of J schools now as advocates, as activists, and not actually holding both sides accountable. So I think the media has pushed this party in this direction, and then social media was the coup d'etat, where then everybody just decided not to be civil anymore. And like I described before, it's all about likes and retweets and getting invited on to Stephen Colbert than it is about actually doing what's best for the country.
You know, you mentioned Joe Biden, how they booted him, and it really absolutely was simply because he couldn't win again. If he could have won again, as senile as he might have continued to grow, they would have absolutely kept him in there if they thought that they could continue this dance. Where is he right now? Where has he been? Today is the anniversary, the third anniversary of Abby Gate, 13 Americans lost in that Afghanistan withdrawal debacle. He's nowhere to be found.
It infuriates me. And you know me, I'm kind of a happy warrior, happy guy. You know, I mean, I'm still playing, you know, in a league where there's a keg at every base in my softball league. So, you know, I'm that guy, right? But boy, am I pissed off.
Yes.
Because the fact that our corrupt media, all right, the stupid people that work in this business, or at least corrupt, I won't even say stupid, they actually quite know quite what they're doing, that you just allow this guy, he does the speech on Monday night, we love you, Joe, oh, you should be on Mount Rushmore, and then Tuesday he's gone, leaves his own party's convention, goes to California, stays in the home of a billionaire donor worth $37 million, right, because he's Scranton Joe, right, regular guy.
Yep.
And then after he's done with a five-day vacation, he doesn't even, like, go to the White House to work for one day, he's going to Delaware now for another nine. Who's running the country? I mean, it's ridiculous. And Kamala Harris, what happened to her, by the way? What happened to all this momentum out of the Democratic National Convention? She's disappeared, too. So I don't know who's running the country. And you say, well, maybe it's in the capable hands of somebody like Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense. The guy who got surgery for what, colon cancer, and then was out for 2 weeks and no one knew where he was, and he didn't bother to tell anybody? So I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know who's running the country, but we are in big trouble because you don't think Iran or Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Russia, China, you don't think they see that everybody's asleep at the switch and no one seems to care in our media for calling us out saying, come on, this is ridiculous. So I hope that Americans are paying attention to this point. They better be, that's for sure.
Yeah, amen to that. Joe Concha speaking with us right now. You know, with the RFK Jr. Dropout or suspension of his campaign, he's going to stay on the ballot in some places. He's pulling his name off, and he said about 10 states where he could potentially throw the race towards Harris. Do you have any predictions that you're willing to make as to what happens in November? The winds definitely seem to have shifted after that Friday announcement.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, two Friday announcements, right? One, the RFK Jr. endorsement, and then the Friday before that, I talked about Kamala Harris unveils economic plan. Doesn't take any questions, of course. But when she went down that road, she has the worst instincts. It's quite remarkable to watch. All you had to do was, like, act like you're centrist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe say, yeah, we're going to cut taxes for the middle class. Or just things that, you know, are, it's like being against cancer, right? Like, easy things that test tests well from a polling perspective. And she goes to the left like that with that whole price fixing thing. $25,000 per person if you want to buy a new home? Were you alive in 2008 when you saw what happened when we did something like that? So it was just so stupid. And even when CNN, Washington Post, New York Times called her out, like, yeah, these aren't very popular proposals and they're not good ideas. They didn't mention it once again at that Democratic National Convention, did they? So I think that was a big hole as far as her armor is concerned, and then RFK as well. You asked me to make a prediction, Annie. I mean, put it this way, in January 2020, when I was asked this question, I said Trump wins in a landslide for the same reasons I listed when why I voted for Clinton. We have peace, we have prosperity, and when you're an incumbent, you win big. And then COVID hit, and everything got completely turned on its head. So if things hold, I'll put that disclaimer. If things are as they are today, right, then I will say that Trump wins Pennsylvania, he wins Georgia, North Carolina, Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, and Wisconsin. He could still lose, and he still wins the election.
Mm-hmm.
And he could still, like, pull a surprise in a state like Virginia. I'm not sold that those states are now completely out of touch because Kamala Harris is the nominee and not Joe Biden. But I think in the end, Andy, to be honest with you, that September 10th debate on ABC is the whole ballgame, quite frankly. If she shows up and suddenly we get the word salad again and she can't defend any of these positions because they're all indefensible, right? Wait,
yes.
You said you were 100% for fracking. Now you're against it? And by the way, why haven't you said that? Why are campaign surrogates saying something like that? Why do sanctuary cities work? Why do you think we should abolish ICE? Why do you think a man can get pregnant? I could go on and on, but we know when you take her out of a teleprompter, she's the Ron Burgundy of candidates. You put her in a teleprompter, she will read, and she reads it well. But just like Joe Biden, she is not good on her feet, can't speak extemporaneously. And I think if Trump has the discipline like he had against Biden, and if these ABC debate moderators aren't complete hacks, and ask some decent questions. I know it's going to be biased, but as long as you get enough in there that are relevant as far as inflation, crime, the border, foreign policy, I think that she's going to be exposed in a big way, and I think that she won't be able to turn it around from that point. And maybe even in October we'll be hearing about, you know, that Josh Shapiro looks like a really good candidate.
I know, it's totally, totally. I don't know how it works, but I figure if there's a way to make it happen, they could potentially do that. You know, Jake Tapper and Dana Bash at CNN surprised everybody and ran a very complimentary nice things to them about that debate. They did a good job. It was fair. Yeah. It was balanced. Didn't feel like they were going for one candidate or the other. Although, by being fair, it almost felt like they were going for Trump. And Donald Trump stayed within himself. And so, to me, it's like a reminder that both of those things are possible once again in this next debate. And it will be absolutely consequential for the future of America's history. I mean, it's a big, bold statement, but I think it's a true one. Joe, thank you. We always love having your fire and energy on the show and look forward to having you back again soon.
Always something to talk about, Annie.
That's for sure.
Theme song. I appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye. He's the author of Progressively Worse, Why Today's Democrats Ain't Your Daddy's Donkeys. His first book was about Joe Biden and the terrible, no good, awful, terrible, whatever presidency. And I think Joe Concha might have been responsible for ending the Joe Biden presidency. And now he is talking. He wrote the book about the Democrat Party and where they were and where they are right now. As we are in the moment getting news alerts of more Democrats who are former Democrats who left the Democrat Party, became independents, endorsing Donald Trump. Tulsi Gabbard officially throwing her endorsement behind Donald Trump on the heels of Friday's endorsement from RFK Jr. Who's next? I have a feeling there are going to be more, and I'm looking forward to all of it. Joe Concha, love having him on the show. Fox News contributor as well. If you are on X, go tweet at him at Joe Concha TV and tell him thanks for coming on the show. It's always great to give that feedback to our guests, and they love to hear it. All right, let's take a quick break. Ryan Wiggins back in studio here in just a minute, and we will discuss the poll for today. Who is more unlikable, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris? Annie Fry YouTube channel, come vote. Tell us what you think. We'll be right back.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.